Any woman with an IQ over 12 would be afraid of Benito Ramirez. He giggled, and all the little hairs on my arm stood straight out. "You're scared now," he said in his whispery voice. "I can smell it. Pussy fear. Bet it making your pants wet. Maybe I should put my hand in your pants and find out." I had a gun in my bag, and I'd use it if I had to, but not until all else had failed. 10 minutes of instruction hadn't made me a crack shot. "That's okay," I told myself. I didn't want to kill anyone. I just wanted to back everyone up enough to get the hell out. I slid my hand over the leather bag until I felt the gun, hard and unyielding, under my palm. "Reach in. Get the gun," I thought. "Take aim at Ramirez and look serious." Could I pull the trigger? I honestly didn't know. I had my doubts. I hoped I wouldn't have to take it that far. "Let go of my neck," I said. "This is the last time I'm telling you."
"Nobody tells the champ what to do," he roared,
his composure gone, his face twisted and ugly. For a split second, the door swung open, and I caught a glimpse of the inner man, a glimpse of insanity and of hellfires burning and hatred so strong it whipped my breath away. He grabbed the front of my shirt, and over my scream I heard the fabric tear. In times of crisis, when a person reacts on instinct, that person does whatever is most comfortable. I did what any other American woman would do in a similar circumstance. I roundhoused Ramirez square on the side of his head with my purse. Between the gun and the beeper and the other assorted paraphernalia, the bag must have weighed at least 10 pounds. Ramirez staggered sideways, and I bolted for the stairs. I didn't get 5 feet before he jerked me back by my hair and flung me across the room like a rag doll. I lost footing and went face down to the floor, my hands hitting first, skidding over unvarnished wood, my body following, the impact knocking the air from my lungs. Ramirez straddled me, his butt on my back, his hand fisting in my hair, pulling savagely. I grabbed at my bag, but I was unable to get to the gun. I heard the crack of a high-powered weapon, and the front window shattered. More shots. Someone was emptying a clip into the gym. Men were running and shouting, looking for cover. Ramirez was among them. I was moving too, crab-style across the floor, my legs not able to support me. I reached the stairs, stood, and lunged for the railing. I missed the second step, too panicked to coordinate my movements, and half slid the rest of the way down to the cracked linoleum, landing at street level. I dragged myself to my feet and staggered outside into the heat and blinding sunlight. My stockings were torn, and my knees were bleeding. I was hanging onto the door handle, laboring to breathe, when a hand clamped onto my upper arm. I jumped and yelped. It was Joe Morelli.